Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
There's something going on right now in our generation that is very, very powerful. If you've been paying attention to news and the like, there's a lot going on that is not okay. I don't want to get into it right now, but there really is this manifestation of the enemy, and he is trying everything to disassemble morality in our generation. But I'm just telling you right now, he doesn't win. It's good news, huh? He's not going to win. God wins. So as we go through this whole thing and realize that we are chosen and that our calling supersedes our vocation. You've been called by the Holy One. You've been called by Holy Spirit. You've been called into and be wooed into a greater depth of understanding of who he is, because you have a full-time calling in your life. Don't leave it up to your pastors. And maybe some of you may be pastors, but I don't even leave it up to myself, you know, as a pastor. I want to go way beyond that. I want to find intimacy with God. I want to hear the heart of God and say, God, what are you thinking today? What's going on? I want you to tell me things I don't know so I can do the things I can't yet do. And it's real. So here's a verse I want to give to you right now. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It says, you are a chosen race. You've been chosen. You are a royal priesthood. You know what God thinks of you? Royalty, a priesthood. Huh. Love that. You're a holy nation, a people of his own possession. It can't get any better than that. We are his. He calls us his possession. He holds us close. Why are you these things? That you, everybody say me, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's real. It's identity. I have more identity scriptures too. I'm just not going to take the time to go there, but you can. Get to your Bible and just check them all out. There's a calling on a generation. Like, I want to keep going back to that. Every person here has a calling on their life. And not just the ones that are here. Every believer, everybody alive today around the world has a calling on their life to be a full-time minister for the gospel. What you do occupationally, everybody needs to do that, and so be it. But we as God's people, when we know him, we get that. I'm going to give you one more thing. In Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to give you a testimony. It says that these signs will accompany those who believe. I know you're believers because you're on this gathering today. In my name, they will cast out demons. You will do that. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents in their hands. Now, this could be a metaphor, or it could be real, both. I've seen people do the serpent thing, but not in a spiritual manner. They just didn't like it, so they got rid of them, right? And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. Boy, there's testimony after testimony after testimony that has happened in our generation, especially people who travel, who were intentionally targeted to be poisoned to take them out, and nothing happened. That became a testimony for God. It will not hurt them. And they will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. You see, if we get this reality that we live in a kingdom that's backing us up, as we go in the direction that God tells us to go, all of a sudden we have the backing of heaven that does this. Come on, somebody say amen about that. We have the kingdom realm that goes with us all the time. And what I want to do is adjust our awareness, because a lot of times, and I'd love to sit down with each one of you and just talk to you all. One-on-one thing kind of thing would be amazing, because I want to hear your testimonies. I want to hear your history. I want to hear your stuff, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about mine. And maybe sometime in the future in life, we'll meet up again. But I want to talk to you and give you a testimony. In 2002, we had a gathering in our community. I woke up one day and I heard the Lord say, Carter, I want you to gather the church, the body of Christ, together. And I go, okay, what does that mean? He says, you go and you talk to other pastors in the city. And we had this tremendous gathering once every Wednesday of all the pastors and ministries of our area that would come together. It was cross denomination. And we got really close, even though they didn't actually doctrinal distinctives weren't quite meshing. We said, we're not going to talk about that stuff. We're going to go after God. And so everybody agreed. Well, when I came to them and said, God showed me something that we need to do. I said, we need to have a prayer time in Sonoma County, in Santa Rosa, and we need to make it happen. Well, we set out, and it took 18 months of planning where we had this thing take place. And in that process, it got stronger and stronger and stronger. Well, we ended up renting space on the fairgrounds of Sonoma County and put a big tent out there. And we ended up having 11,000 people walk through those doors. We ended up having 13 states in the U.S. come and participate. We ended up having, I believe it was 4 different nations represented. There were young people that came, and they were waving their flags of their nation and stuff. Now, understand, it was cross-denomination. But in those 10 days, we had some of the most Pentecostal services I've ever known. I mean, we didn't call it that. I was very careful of language that I used. But we had signs, wonders, and miracles happen. As we were moving up to that point, I had people calling me, can I come to your event? We had people like Bill Johnson, I should have wrote the names down. Banning Leapsher came. But one of the funniest things happened to me was I got a phone call about Heidi Baker coming. I didn't know Heidi Baker. I'd never heard that name in my life. Anybody hear Heidi Baker? Okay. I didn't know who she was. I go, okay, I'll let you know and get back to you, right? Well, after I found out who she was, I was a little bit embarrassed, but we had never met. But we had people all over the place, these people who are well known began to come and say, can we be a part of this thing? And so we had some of the top speakers in the nation and even beyond our nations. They came to do nothing but lead the church in prayer. And we had amazing prayer times, amazing worship. It just came uncorked. And there was one person that came up to me and says, I want you to see my friend. This woman was completely covered with gold dust. I was sitting up in front, and Banning Leapsher was there. He was getting ready to speak and the like. And off on the side, there was this, but they left. I was worshiping. I looked and Banning was gone. And so was this woman. Well, she ended up, and here's Banning, just asking her to pray for him. He's on his knees. That's humility, right? Say, I want more. Whatever you have on you, I want on me. And it's interesting. There were things like that were so out of the box, and I was learning at this point. I didn't even know how to wrap around it.
So I've been talking about Linda and I needing a much-needed time off and sabbatical. We're raising finances right now. We're raising up people to pray. Go to DougAddison.com/timeoff. DougAddison.com/timeoff, and you'll see the partner program and the things. You can just donate any amount, actually. Consider, pray about it. Consider giving. We really do need the financial breakthrough right now. And if you go there, you'll see that we have a program going so that InLight Connection will not close. We want to raise up the partner program that will get people to be giving. But we have a monthly mentoring session that's already going. And even if I'm not on there, there have been some amazing speakers already. Brian Simmons, there's just been some powerful words. We have some people coming up that would just really blow you away. Well, first of all, pray and ask the Lord. It doesn't have to be any specific amount, but we're trying to raise up 1,000 people to give $55 a month or any amount. And you can become part of the partner program or giving any amount. That would be great.